BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel has confirmed it carried out an airstrike in the northern city of Jabalia, near the biggest refugee camp in Gaza. The Israeli military said the attack killed a senior Hamas commander. The Hamas-run health ministry said 50 people were killed. A doctor at a nearby hospital told the BBC it had received 120 dead people. Paul Adams reports.
An army spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, said the destruction of underground tunnels had caused surrounding buildings to collapse. This, he said, could not be avoided. Israel says it doesn't deliberately target civilians, but as it pursues its objective of destroying Hamas, it's clear that civilians are paying a terrible price. Palestinian groups are still firing rockets into Israel and claim to be fighting back hard against the Israelis.
A top United Nations human rights official has accused the UN of failing to prevent what is called a textbook case of genocide of Palestinian civilians during Israel's bombardment of Gaza. The UN says they are Craig Mochaber's personal views. Neda Taufik reports.
In his final letter as a UN official, Craig Mochaber said what was unfolding in Gaza was genocide, citing what he said was the current wholesale slaughter of the Palestinian people in continuation of decades of their systematic persecution and purging, coupled with the explicit statements of intent by leaders in the Israeli government and military. He accused the United States, the United Kingdom, and much of Europe of being wholly complicit. The two-state solution, he said, had become an open joke at the UN, both for its impossibility in fact and its total failure to account for the rights of Palestinians.
Senior members of the Biden administration have argued that any attempt by Congress to separate a combined military aid budget for both Israel and Ukraine could help President Putin's efforts to undermine Western support for Kyiv. Significant numbers of Republicans are opposed to increasing financial aid for Ukraine. Pakistan's Human Rights Commission has warned the forced expulsion of hundreds of thousands of undocumented migrants could trigger a humanitarian crisis. Here's Anbarasa Natarajan.
The Pakistani government says there are about 1.7 million undocumented migrants. The families have settled in Pakistan for decades. People came from the Soviet invasion in the 70s, 80s to all the way. The last one was during the Taliban takeover in August 2021. So these people have businesses, their homes, the children were born here. In fact, many of them are going to school within Pakistan, but now they are leaving voluntarily following the government's announcement because they don't want to be forcefully sent back.
BBC News. Police in New York say they're questioning a person about anti-Semitic threats to Jewish students at Cornell University. Posts that used slurs and threatened a mass shooting on campus have appeared online. Cornell has boosted security and the FBI is treating the incident as a potential hate crime. Guyana has appealed to the International Court of Justice as it battles to stave off a threat by neighbouring Venezuela to take over an oil-rich strip of land on the border between the two countries. Guyana wants the court to stop Venezuela holding a referendum in December on whether to annex the contested Essequibo region and grant its more than 100,000 residents Venezuelan citizenship. A dealer in France has appeared in court accused of lying to an elderly couple about the value of an African mask, which he later sold for more than $4 million. The dealer paid around $160 for the rare 19th century mask made by the Fang people of Gabon. Andrew Ochieng reports.
The elderly couple from southern France, who were not named in court documents, said they sold the mask to the dealer 2 years ago. It was an inheritance from a relative who had been a colonial administrator. They only found out its true worth following an auction 6 months later. One expert told French media at the time that only about 10 such items had ever been made by Fang masters. He said the mask was rarer than a Leonardo da Vinci painting. The dealer claims he had no idea how valuable it was. Gabon has asked the court proceedings to stop. It says the mask was stolen from its people and wants it returned.
Saudi Arabia has been confirmed as the sole bidder for the Men's Football World Cup in 2034. Australia decided against bidding to stage the competition hours before FIFA's deadline for declarations of interest on Tuesday. BBC News.